Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Lisi is currently pregnant, and she also has a 9-year-old, and she says she's looking for something serious, and wants to settle down and build a life. But what she's really looking for is someone to pay her way because she's caught in a financial corner. Women wouldn't be dating while pregnant if it didn't work. She'll probably find some borderline incel millionaire, and he's going to get cucked and pay for Chad Roan's baby. And if that doesn't happen, it's no big deal to her, because it costs her nothing to post this on Tinder. Moving on, but God forbid a man with two kids wants to get together with her. Then it's a double standard, because only her kids fart rainbows. The only thing that women hate more than spending their resources on their own kids is spending those resources on somebody else's kids. Yet they expect you to pay for both. A woman's kids are always part of the picture, but a man's kids are just baggage. Women like this are just looking to trap a man with sex to sponsor their kids. It's prostitution. Number three, why is it that there are two types of shoppers? Those with a job and those with no job. Is this because the guy with the job is paying for the guy with no job? That this is the difference between spending your own money on the right and spending somebody else's on the left? They say that a woman making $25,000 a year with two kids can live better than a woman making $65,000 a year with two kids, because of all the free government stuff they get. Up next, research finds that women prefer funny men, especially the good-looking ones. In reality, the headline should read, "Women prefer good-looking men, and if they're funny, then it's a bonus." Turd-flinging Monkey has his own headline that says that women love kind, sensitive, supportive men, especially ones that are good-looking, rich, and hung like horses. How much you want to bet that this study costs at least $5 to $10 million? Number five, this woman says that sex with men is rarely enjoyable. Translation, I can't sleep with the top 1% of men out there, and the rest are trash. But Based Oracle gets back to her and says that gay dudes seem to have a blast, so maybe it's not a men problem. Looks like things are getting so bad out there for many men that they're starting to look at what's going on with gay men to make themselves feel better about all the bad women out there. She could always become a lesbian, and then it would never be enjoyable. Moving on, here's the staff that's working on GTA 6. And there's the GTA fan reaction below it. But seriously, how bad can it be? I'll bet you anything that the prostitutes beat you up and steal your money instead of sleeping with you when you want to pay them. Who thought that putting middle-aged activist Karens in charge of one of the most profitable video game franchises in history was a good idea? Those photos were actually taken on International Women's Day, so hopefully they won't mess it up too much. Number 7, this woman made $1,500 on Lonely Fools in only 3 days, and people are saying that they probably paid her to stop uploading, or because they were medical students doing some research. But seriously, just imagine how much she would have made if we could actually see her cooch. Maybe the reason she made so much is because she was charging chubby chasers by the pound. Never underestimate the number of men with a weight gain fetish waiting to fatten up a woman. Up next, here's the difference between Hiroshima and London. More like, here's the difference between an atom bomb and diversity. But have you tried the lovely ethnic food like shawarma? I'm sure that it more than makes up for all the trash. But not to worry, because Japan is starting to allow Indians into the country, so it's only a matter of time before they finally start catching up to the West. If there was a nuclear war in America, then the survivors would mostly be rural white folks, and America's demographics would reverse back to what they were 200 years ago. Number 9, here's the difference between the way this woman dresses in Romania versus the UK. In Eastern Europe, many women play hard to get and make the men wait. They come across as traditional. But in the West, they tend to dress like hoochie mamas and like they're easy, which many of them are because it's socially acceptable. It's the same woman, but she behaves differently depending on the environment. She also doesn't have any principles. She just mimics her environment. Either that or she's a gypsy. Moving on, comedian James Acaster found out that his girlfriend dumped him for Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. Black pillars will often say that looks are the most important thing. But this is the perfect example of how a man with higher status, regardless of age or looks, can still get the girl. Henry Kissinger said that power is an aphrodisiac for women. The same goes for fame or celebrity. No, the best-looking guy doesn't always get the girl, nor the one with pickup artist game. If you want to attract women, then chase fame. Number 11, looks like democracy has been established in Syria, and women's rights have made a lot of progress too, I see. But then again, what do I know, because apparently Bashar al-Assad was a criminal dictator, according to many. And he's responsible for the death of over 1 million people. Or so they say. I don't know, he censored people's freedom of speech. His daddy even amended the constitution so he could become the ruler of Syria at the age of 34. Usually divorce rape is bad, but in this case, it might be deserved, as his wife left him. Up next, which of these two men do women prefer? It's a trick question. They prefer neither. They want a tall, good-looking Chad that's university educated and working in finance or medicine. Either him or a drug dealer. Women see the trades as low status, and women don't want to marry a low status man, even if he makes 2 or 3 times the amount of money that she does. It's better to be Chris the electrician if you're a man. Just don't ask the women to like you. Number 13, women are no longer getting Brazilian butt lifts and duck lips, and instead are getting vaginal tightening. Why wouldn't they? Keeping a notch count of 100 is a lot easier when men think that you've been hardly used down there. Maybe women getting this procedure are tired of men making hot dog and hallway jokes at them. The real irony is that the surgeon looks hotter than both of them. Moving on, this 42-year-old woman doesn't know that her value has collapsed as she makes this massive spreadsheet with all the qualities she's looking for in a man. But at her age, beggars can't be choosers. He has to want a baby with her, wants to get married, and has only 1x max. How exactly are you supposed to have a kid unless it's a Downy baby? The older they get, the longer the list of delusions grows. The only way they can have healthy kids is if she froze her eggs 10 years ago now. Number 15, the female teachers are getting bolder. This one had a sexual relationship with a special needs student, and then asked them to bring a boomstick and shoot one of her colleagues. Women love to manipulate men using love and sex. Imagine how easy it would be if he was a blue pill boy with Down syndrome. She also drugged him to do it, if not drugging him with her cooch and love wasn't enough. She should be tried for attempted murder. Up next, Miss Scotland 2022 bit 2 security guards and called one of them the N-word after being kicked out of a rugby competition. Looks like the hot, crazy matrix is real. The better looking they are, the crazier they get. More likely she was always crazy, but the only way she let it out was because she's beautiful. I've seen gorgeous women treat men poorly, and the men keep taking it because of the woman's good looks. Most men would even still be with this woman if she poisoned somebody. Number 17, women say that men will bang anything that moves, and meanwhile they're the ones getting dog-pilled. It's just projection trying to make it seem like we're the ones obsessed with sex, when it's the other way around. At least she was smart enough to wear a mask to hide her shame. But how much you want to bet that the cops trace those pictures back to her IP? These are the types of women telling you that you can't date a 22-year-old, because that makes you a PDF file. And what exactly does this make her? Moving on, this woman says she has a master's degree, works 2 extra jobs on top of her teaching gig, and donates blood plasma to pay bills. Makes me wonder if she's using this as a cover story for sleeping with some of her students. Well, she's definitely not a math teacher, because if she was, she would be able to balance her income with her expenses. Also, isn't it amazing how all these starving teachers don't look like they miss any meals? Number 19, the next time a woman leaves you and says, good luck finding a girl like me again, remember this photo. Basic Beckys are basically NPCs, and there's a never-ending supply of them. The woman leaving you knows there's nothing special about her, and she's trying to make it seem like she's a one-of-a-kind, but she's not. The majority of women are clones in both body and mind. Nature tends to create more variation in men. That's where the originality comes from. Up next, women can make the world a better place by dating an incel, but they won't because they'll lower their social status in the eyes of others and limit their access and ability to get to a Chad. But just wait until sex bots show up and suddenly they will date an incel to make their lives hell again. Right now, they ignore them and make their lives hell. But once these men are happy without women, they'll try and enter those guys' lives to make them miserable again. Incel guys are crazy if they think that women owe them dates and sex. Number 21, Hannah says that bystanders should intervene if a woman appears to be at risk. It doesn't work like that. We can't be compelled to help women that want to destroy Western civilization after they brought all kinds of enrichment to it through mass migration. Just pull out the popcorn and watch the Mohammeds have their way. And even if we do help, then they'll blame us and call us racist if something goes wrong. Ladies, your protection is now your husband. If you don't have one, then it sucks to be you. Maybe you can ask one of your cats to help you. Moving on, these alleged Aboriginal relics were seized in a heritage raid in Australia. To me, those look like some rocks. I know they were archaeologically significant, but imagine coming from a culture where your relics are indistinguishable from random rocks, and that this is the highest achievement of their culture. But I should take it easy on them because this was probably the last time they invented something. No pantheon, no great wall, no pyramids, just rocks. Number 23, a scientist nerd might be going to jail after importing plutonium in a bid to collect all the elements on the periodic table. God forbid that men have hobbies. But at least in this case, he's got a good and plausible excuse. Imagine going to prison because you have a rock collection. Obviously, it's possible, like we heard in the last story, about Aboriginal relics. But we all know what this guy really wanted to do was make one bathtub fission reactor, and everyone loses their minds. By now, many people thought they'd be selling plutonium at the local corner store. Up next, here's the double standard between male and female sex offenders. Bill Cosby was accused of drugging a woman 30 years ago with no proof, and he went to prison for supposedly assaulting dozens of women during his career. Meanwhile, Cardi B admitted to luring men for sex, drugging them, and robbing them to finance her career, and yet she wasn't investigated or charged with anything. Black people turned on Cosby, but they still praised Cardi B, and she even won an award the same year. Number 25 on the list, when people on the left are desperate to make Trump look bad by showing everyone what he looks like without orange skin and hair. I don't know about you, but I think he should own the American Gorbachev look, either that or the fat Ron Howard. He looks good and confident either way. Here's a picture of the guy that posted his meme. His name is Ron Flipowski. So basically, Trump without hair transplants and a tan would look just like this guy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.